Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Because I've seen my parents have to work so hard and sacrifice so many things to give me and my brother the opportunities that we have, I guess I want to come to a point where you have that financial security so that you can go do what you want in life and what you value in life, and so that my parents can finally kick back and relax.
This is Property Investory, where we talk to successful property investors to find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategies. I'm Tyron Shum, and in this episode, we're back with Danica Zhang, budding property investor and dentist in the Defence Force. Despite her young age, she has a wealth of property investment knowledge and knows how to apply it. Owning three times the number of properties most of her peers hold, including one that gained $200,000 in equity in just 18 months. Zhang is the first to admit the reason why she doesn't have any investment blunders under her belt. With her journey being in its infancy, she simply hasn't had the time yet. However, her positive but realistic attitude will help her greatly for if and when the time comes.
I think because my investing, I guess, journey so far, it's only been a brief one. So I've been really fortunate in that I haven't had any super, I guess, devastating moments just yet. And I've also, I guess, I've started off having like a really good team around me, whether it be my mortgage brokers, my lawyers, my builders, my property managers. They've all been incredible at what they do. So I've had a lot of guidance when it comes to buying and managing my properties. I haven't, can't say I have just yet. I think the moment that I probably regret, because every moment's a learning experience, but was probably when I initially started and just bought random shares without too much research or understanding into what I was buying. And I guess there was a little bit of that FOMO element where like, oh, everybody else is doing this, so this is something that I should be doing as well. And then I think with time and with a bit more maturity, and you realize, oh, like not necessarily do we have to follow other people, but more just, I guess, gauging what your needs and what your circumstances are, and then doing your own due diligence and making informed money decisions from there is the best point of call.
In a sentiment many share, she expresses what she wishes was taught in schools.
When I first started working, I was like, I know nothing about taxes or any of this stuff. And I wish really school had taught us more of it. Yeah, I really encourage young people to go out there, but to take everything with a grain of salt and not necessarily trust or follow heavily any single thing that they read, but to read a wide range of information. But lots of money things, most times it is through word of mouth. So I had lots of people, I guess, always you hear Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That was a great read. Jai introduced me to Michael Yardney, who's written quite a few books on properties. I really enjoy just reading in general. So I guess reading broader content that helps you, I guess, with mindset in general, things like The Resilience Project and Atul Gawande's Being Mortal. I just, the more you can learn, the better you equipped you'll be. But always with the same understanding, that's always one step at a time, and you can't possibly learn everything. And that's okay. It's part of the journey to learn things as you go as well. So yeah, and also just listening to various podcasts. So because I was working full, or I still am working full time, it was very difficult to, I guess, create time slots where you could just dedicate to, I guess, expanding your investment knowledge. So I do things that would align with my schedule, whether that be like hopping on a podcast as I drove to work. So I listened to Property Couch. They were great. Yeah. And just little things like that. So you'd pick up like snippets of knowledge from everywhere, and then that would kind of help inform your overall mindset towards investing.
Yeah, that's great. And you mentioned a resilience project. I haven't heard about that. Well, is that a book?
Yeah, it is a book. And it's mainly centered around, I guess they talk a lot about gratefulness, empathy, and mindfulness, which I think are just important for no matter what you do in life, especially when you're, I guess, a young investor. Lots of people like maybe have a tendency to like rush into things. And then especially if they're purchasing something like shares, for example, where there's a lot of fluctuation, and then a lot of people maybe emotionally can find that really difficult to manage. So being able to practice things like mindfulness, awareness and gratefulness can really help with that.
As if not content enough with a dentistry degree, Zhang throws some psychological wisdom into the mix when it comes to sharing her aha moment.
I think the Dunning-Kruger effect probably comes into play here, where, you know, as you initially increase your knowledge on a topic, your confidence kind of peaks and you think, oh, I'm the master of this. But then as you learn more and grow this knowledge, your confidence will drop into this valley of despair when you realize, oh, how little you actually know. And then as you continue to learn more, that confidence gradually increases up a little bit more. So I guess through my investing journey so far, there's been quite a few aha moments, but probably one of the big ones is just understanding that there's no, I guess, gold standard way to invest. There's no wrong answer. Which each person chooses to do depends on their circumstances, their needs, and their desires. And so, yeah, I think just being flexible with yourself and being kind to yourself and understanding that, I guess not everybody needs to go buy 10 properties. Perhaps just 2 or 3 properties is enough for you. And that's perfectly fine.
While she certainly wants to accelerate her wealth, it's far from the only reason she's so passionate about what she does.
I've seen my parents have to work so hard and sacrifice so many things to give me and my brother the opportunities that we have. I guess I want to come to a point where you have that financial security so that you can go do what you want in life and what you value in life, and so that my parents can finally kick back and relax, and I can look after them. And I guess, yes, that's really important to me. So my family and my loved ones to have the financial security to go do what they want to do in life.
While Zhang's property portfolio isn't the thickest volume just yet, she recognizes that there's nothing stopping her from growing it in time.
As a fresh property investor, I have purchased only the 3 properties in the last 2 years. And so, yeah, that's my portfolio at the moment. Yeah, hoping to grow it a little bit further though.
Diving into her most recent purchase in Queensland, we bump into a familiar face we come across often on our property investory travels.
My most recent purchase is a 422 in Kalanga, Queensland. It settled last year in September. So that for that purchase, also because at the time I was about to deploy for 3.5 months, so I was going to be at sea with very, I guess, limited reception and things like that. So I went through a buyer's agent who I think you've recently had on your show as well, Simon Liu. I had told him that I had this really narrow time frame and it would be really good if we could get this property sorted before I deploy. And so he was lucky and he managed to find this amazing property in Queensland, and so we purchased it for around $500,000, and the valuation recently came back I think last month or so for $700,000. So it grew incredibly over the last half a year or so, and I think that's just probably attributed to a bit of having that support of a buyer's agent and managing to get I guess, a deal before it goes on the market, as well as, I guess, just how hot the Queensland market currently is.
With her first purchase being around $250,000 and her latest being double that, her mindset shift is one to be admired.
Before you really get into property, I think a lot of people think of money as more of a finite resource, and it's important to realize that it's really abundant. Like, money's being printed all the time. And so just understanding that there is a lot of wealth out there, and everyone has the potential to go and, I guess, chase after it and get what they want if they're happy to put in the hard work for it.
Coming up after the break, she gives some insight to her role in the Defence Force.
The Defence Force is quite a large organisation, and so health is very important.
How even though she could fly overseas, in the time it takes to get to other parts of our country, she's glad her eyes have been open to what Australia has to offer.
Especially as someone who grew up along the East Coast, it's really, I guess when I was young, I didn't really imagine much happening in the West.
She offers advice as to where you can find knowledge, where you may least expect it.
It's difficult, unless you know someone who knows someone.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Investory. Hey, let's be real. Deals that can yield 20 to 30% per annum do exist. Don't believe me? Well, here's a story about property development I invested in Victoria. This developer had the project fully funded beforehand, but he and his family suffered a loss, a circumstance that led him to be unable to proceed with the development. So I stepped in, and in 2 weeks, we funded the shortfall, allowing for the development to continue. 5 months later, the development was refinanced and we received our funds back with interest. Yes, there are amazing opportunities in the property market like this one. So, do you want to get a better return with lower risk on your money? Then register your interest by visiting propertyinvestory.com. Full advice for those who will come after her, Zhang offers some wise words for young investors and reminds us all of something to keep in mind throughout our journeys.
All my properties, I haven't purchased anything really big. They've all been really, more affordable properties to get into the market. And I think a lot of, because I guess we touched on this earlier about how difficult it is to save up for that first deposit for the home that you do want to live in. And so I think for young investors, purchasing properties that they are able to afford and then growing wealth from them will kind of, I guess, forms a pathway where you can get to where you want to go.
If you met yourself, say, 10 years ago, what do you think you would have said to her?
I probably would have told Danica to start investing earlier because at the time I was young and I would just be planning like overseas holiday trips and things like that. I would still have my savings, but like a lot of it also went to travel. So, but not that I regret those, because I think traveling, it opens your worldview and you learn things about yourself and learn things about the world that you wouldn't otherwise have. So those are all fruitful experiences.
Zhang acknowledges that her unique position provides certain opportunities she otherwise may not have available to her, travel being one of them.
Especially as someone who grew up along the East Coast, it's really, I guess when I was young, I didn't really imagine much happening in the West, in Western Australia or in Darwin, because just flying there, you might as well fly overseas. But when you actually get there and you realize, oh, like Australia has so many gorgeous, beautiful places that are basically almost untouched, it's just amazing what Australia has. Yeah, and we're really lucky to live in this country.
Absolutely. And what are you most excited about in your, say, property journey, maybe in the, say, next 5 years?
Well, I hope to finish my cumulative phase and just start consolidating, and hopefully be able to maybe purchase my own home in the next 5 years. And then I guess just reach out and engage more people to also help them grow their wealth story, because I feel if average first generation Australians like myself and Jai can do it, definitely anybody else can as well. And just helping people realize that.
What is it that you think would probably be some really, I guess, valuable wisdom that you can sort of impart to them to help them sort of get them started on their journey? Because as we've just discussed about, the biggest challenge is knowing who to speak to, where to find that information, and using that as being trustworthy information.
It is difficult unless you know someone who knows someone. But you'd be surprised at how many people around you do have, I guess, a little bit of knowledge or recommendations that they can give. So definitely reach out to someone who you know has some experience in the field and you feel like you can have like frank conversations with them. And then just to go from there and just, I guess, keep always stay curious. Read what you can read, watch what you can watch, listen to what you can listen to, and talk to everybody that you can talk to. And then naturally, I guess your knowledge will just grow from there.
Yeah, so be a sponge.
Sponge with a grain of salt.
So how much of your success at the moment is due to your skill, intelligence, and hard work, and how much of it is because of luck?
I think it's definitely 95% is hard teamwork, not just my own work, but as a team. And then maybe 5% is finding the right property. Yeah, because you have to put the effort into finding the property. Yeah. Before the luck comes, yeah.
Thank you to Danica Zhang, our guest on this episode of Property Investory. If you love the show, perhaps you're now ready to invest your money in a low-risk, high-return deal. If you are, then SMS me your name and email address on 0499881040 to become a lender. There are amazing opportunities in the property market right now, and I'm looking for lenders who want to invest their money for as short as 6 months. What are you waiting for? Don't let your money just sit in the bank. To register your interest, text me your name and email address on 0499881040.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.